Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are immersing ourselves in a groundbreaking area of human-robot interaction. We're focusing on a truly pioneering concept, developing affectionate behaviors using soft floating robots. Our objective for this deep dive is to explore the ingenious design behind these systems and consider the, well, profound implications for future emotional connections with technology.
Yes, and our insights today stem from a very recent study. It's titled Affective Wings, Exploring Affectionate Behaviors in Close Proximity Interactions with Soft Floating Robots.
Affective Wings.
Indeed. It's significant research, a collaborative effort by Minyang Xu and colleagues from institutions like Keio University, Beihang University, and the University of Tokyo. It was presented at SA Posters 24 in Tokyo.
So I'll unpack that. What exactly are these affective wings?
Well, at its core, the initiative introduces a soft floating robot. It's specifically crafted for close range interactions.
Close range, meaning physical contact.
Yes, allowing for direct physical contact with people indoors. The main goal here is cultivating genuine emotional connections.
And this addresses a gap in the field you mentioned.
It addresses a considerable void, yes. You see, much of the existing work has focused on ground-based robots.
Right, the ones that roll or walk.
Exactly. But those platforms, they often face limitations, don't they?
No.
Mobility, the space they can interact in. Flying robots, on the other hand, offer enhanced mobility, the capacity for three-dimensional engagement.
But standard drones aren't exactly suited for living rooms.
Not at all. Conventional multi-rotor drones are often ill-suited for indoor settings. There are valid safety concerns, noise issues, flight duration problems.
And the fast-spinning blades, obviously.
Primarily those fast-spinning blades, yes. Potential for injury is a major drawback.
So this is where the researchers got inventive.
They presented a truly inventive solution. Lighter than air, flapping wing floating robots.
Lighter than air. Like balloons.
Essentially, yes. These systems are inherently inflatable, and they operate very quietly. That makes them far more suitable for indoor settings.
And the safety aspect.
Crucially, their construction from soft materials ensures interactions remain safe. Plus, their flexible and dynamic movement creates a foundation for designing varied affectionate exchanges.
Does that lighter-than-air design impose limitations, though? Does it affect agility?
That's an astute point. It's a trade-off. The design actually takes its inspiration from marine creatures.
Marine creatures? How so?
Think of the elegant movement of manta rays, or sea turtles, perhaps whales. They use low-frequency pectoral fin flapping.
Ah, I see. A sort of gentle propulsion.
Precisely. This robot mirrors that principle. It's engineered to swim freely in midair within human living spaces. So while it sacrifices, say, the raw speed of a typical drone,
it gains that gentleness.
Unparalleled gentleness and quiet operation, yes, which are paramount for close human interaction.
So how does it achieve this mobility? You mentioned lighter than air.
It uses helium for buoyancy. That makes it inherently float. Then flapping wings provide propulsion.
Completely bypassing the need for blades.
Exactly. No hazardous blades. The soft outer envelope and the wings are made from aluminum metallized film.
Which is light but durable.
Very light, yes, and durable enough. Propulsion comes from two wings, each driven by a servo motor. They're connected by a light carbon fiber rod.
So, familiar tech, servos and rods, but applied differently.
Re-engineered for this soft, safe, quiet presence. The wings move in a controlled up-and-down rotation.
Mimicking the sea creatures again?
Meticulously replicating those natural movements. This mechanism allows for a flapping frequency in a very gentle range, typically 0.3 to 1 hertz.
Very slow flapping.
Yes, it provides enough thrust for flight, but maintains that remarkably gentle fluid pattern. Control is remote, currently.
How is it controlled?
Via a handheld device operating on the 2.4 gigahertz radio band. Standard for precision remote operation.
Okay, this design is quite unique. It becomes compelling when we shift to the interactions themselves. These movement capabilities, you said, provide a foundation.
A rich foundation, yes, for crafting a diverse array of affectionate human-robot interactions. The researchers carefully selected social behaviors aimed specifically at fostering those emotional connections.
What sort of physical contact did they actually design for such a delicate flying companion?
Well, the study details several physical contact behaviors meant to convey affection from the robot.
Such as?
First, there's a hug. The robot pitches its body upright between 60 and 90 degrees and then uses its flapping wings to gently press against a person's sides.
A gentle hug from a floating robot. Okay.
Then there's perch. For this, the robot descends and just comes to rest softly on someone's lap while they're seated.
Almost like a cat settling down.
A similar concept, yes. Mm. Then tap. The robot uses its head, or maybe one wing, to briefly and lightly touch someone's shoulder, a very subtle gesture.
Right?
And finally a high five. The robot pitches upright again, 60 to 90 degrees, and uses one wing to flap and strike a person's hand with quick, light movements.
A high five. That is certainly pushing the boundaries for physical human-robot connection. Offering tactile engagement that was, well, quite difficult to achieve safely before with flying robots.
It opens up new possibilities.
But it's not just physical touch, is it? How do they express affection without contact?
Good question. Beyond direct physical interaction, the robot also uses non-physical behaviors. These are gestures and movements without direct touch.
And the goal is the same, emotional connection.
Exactly. Designed to allow users to develop those connections through a different mode of engagement.
Mm.
The repertoire includes mimic.
Mimic?
Yes. The robot uses both its wings to imitate and follow a person's arm movements. It creates a sense of interaction, of being in sync.
I see. And others.
There's follow. The robot maintains a position behind and close to a person, adhering to their path. Sort of subtle, constant presence.
Like a companion walking with you.
In a way. Then circle, where the robot executes circular flight patterns around a person. It does this by differentially controlling the flapping of its two wings.
A graceful orbital movement.
Quite. And lastly, wave. The robot pitches 90 degrees so its body is perpendicular to the ground and then flaps one wing.
A clear greeting gesture.
A recognizable greeting, yes.
And the selection of these behaviors, both physical and non-physical, it wasn't arbitrary.
Not at all. It's grounded in existing research. Studies on companion robots, effective touch, even emotional expression in drones. It underscores a thoughtful, evidence-based approach.
Developing a kind of robotic body language, almost.
You could certainly see it that way.
Now, it's important for you, the listener, to remember, as you mentioned earlier, that currently the robot is operated remotely.
That is correct. In this phase of the study, an operator controls it.
Does that remote operation perhaps diminish the perceived affection? Or what's the plan? Is autonomy the goal?
That's a critical point. While it's remote now, the study still shows a significant step. It demonstrates safely realizing these affectionate interactions through specific social behaviors. The potential is evident.
But the future is autonomy.
That's the direction. The researchers have outlined compelling future work. Developing fully autonomous systems is a key goal. That would allow for more intelligent, perhaps more spontaneous interactions.
When testing these interactions.
Absolutely. They plan comprehensive user studies to rigorously evaluate how effective different behaviors are, what impact they have on a broader audience.
Which would be crucial for understanding the real-world implications, wouldn't it?
Crucial, yes. To see how they genuinely foster emotional connection outside the lab.
So, reflecting on all this, what does it signify for us? We've journeyed through this concept of effective wings from the gentle, biologically inspired design.
To the innovative repertoire of physical and non-physical behaviors.
Yes. This deep dive has illuminated a compelling path toward perhaps more emotionally integrated human-robot companionship. It suggests a future where technology might be genuinely comforting, not just functional.
And consider how integrating such companions physically interactive, yet gentle, and eventually autonomous, might reshape our living spaces. How might they redefine our emotional bonds with technology?
Mm-hmm.
Could they perhaps even alter the experience of loneliness or companionship in the coming decades?
It prompts considerable thought.
This technology seems poised to shift our perception of robots, moving them from just tools towards potentially trusted, affectionate presences in our lives.